News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning to you. You know what's happening when you hear that song on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk. I'm Meg, your host, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We got them in the house, our best friends from NAS Pensacola, our neighbors, our allies, and all of you that are doing giving service today. We want to thank you right up front. But we got a full house today. So first of all, let me just check and see here. We have Ian Cutter, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, sir. And you are the public affairs chief.
Yes, I am.
Whoa. I always get a little confused by the titles and acronyms.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're a little different from service to service, and we have guests from all on this show.
Right.
So that's a public affairs chief. And then Tom Cutler is here. He's the NAS Pensacola Emergency Manager. Hey, Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe
Tom Butler.
Butler.
Nice job there, Bruce.
It's my eyes. Trust me. It's a reader error. I think I've seen you at the EOC before.
Yes, ma'am. You have.
And who's my other person here is Garrett. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your last name, Garrett?
DePuma.
DePuma. And you are the Deputy Public Affairs Officer.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We got everybody's names down. We have lots to talk about this morning. So I want to go ahead and get started with you, sir. And let's see what's on the plate to share with us about NAS Pensacola.
Well, you know, NAS Pensacola this morning was absolutely beautiful. A couple of drops of liquid sunshine coming down on my way to get some morning coffee. And, you know, the base is just enjoying, at least all of us are enjoying the celebrations for the 200th anniversary of the installation. So.
That is just incredible to me.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people know that Naval Air Station obviously is an air station, but it initially started as a deep water port because of all of the tall ships that would come in and out of the Gulf at
really?
The time.
Yep. I didn't realize that. Okay.
In fact, the live oaks that we have on and around the installation, those same species of live oaks and types of trees were what they used to actually build the ships. Down in Pensacola 200 years ago.
I've heard that before, but I didn't realize it was 200 years ago.
Yeah, there's plenty of history. Plenty of history all throughout the installation.
So how are you all celebrating?
So far we've celebrated with a couple of events. We did,
concert.
Yep, we did the concert. We had...
One of the things we wanted to do is kick it off with the concert.
Yeah, the concert itself.
Anybody that was here... when was that, Tom?
April. Yeah,
April. It was about a month ago, maybe.
Yeah,
my time is not
standing, but it was an absolutely phenomenal way to start. You know, the 200th celebration that we're looking at. 200 years NAS Pensacola, 1826. Ian was just talking about how this was chosen for a variety of reasons, but by and large because of the live oak and the potential for anti-piracy operations in the Caribbean. So I know Ian's got a great one with his pirates right there. So
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, two young children who think that pirates come out when it rains.
Well,
that's a whole nother show.
Thanks, Bruce. Yeah. Kind of funny, though. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, they're in the lively in the house. So.
They're in their front yard. Arr.
So the base is going to be, celebrating the 200 years, and we adopted a theme for it, and that's 200 years forged here.
Right.
All right. Nice.
And, that's a slight nod to CNO directives. But also, a little bit of a look back as to what actually went on at the time. You know, so much history, so much, has happened on the installation. It became an air station in 1914. But prior to that, it was a shipyard.
Isn't that something?
Right? So there was a lot of work that went into it. So we've got a lot of things coming up, but we try to make it a point not to kick anything out before the Red, White, and Blues weekend.
Aha!
Which, incidentally, is not our air show. So, ours is in November. The real air show is in November. Tom and I have been down that road a million times, and we know all about it.
Be careful now. There's a lot of people working on that beach air show. And by the way, that voice you just heard is Bruce Cummings. He's the Deputy Public Affairs Officer with NAS Pensacola as well. So. If you're not familiar with the Red, White, and Blues, that is the Navy Blue Angels' big July show that they come home and do a great show for us, coordinated by the folks out at Santa Rosa Island Authority. They do a great job every year, and everybody in Escambia County helps out. It's a huge, huge deal. So we'll have more information about that. But before we get to that, hard to believe it is June, and we are now in the official hurricane season. So we do have, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, by the way. So one of our experts that's in the house today is Tom Cutler. And, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Yes, I did. Is that right? No.
Butler.
Butler. Why does it look like a C? Okay.
Bruce. I tell you
I'm
what.
Sorry.
Bruce will get you.
Tom Butler. And I've seen.
And we kind of know each other from the the EOC.
That's right. I've seen him.
Escambia County EOC, yeah.
I've spent a few hours, days, nights there before. So you look very familiar. But tell us what to expect this season. How are things looking? We've had some weird little thunderstorms lately and
stuff. We've had some crazy weather lately.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Just rain just dumped on us and hauled butt.
Yeah.
Rear end, excuse me.
Yeah, right? That's okay.
No, but the season is projected to be less than normal.
Mm-hmm.
So eight to ten named storms and four hurricanes and three major hurricanes. Wow. But that's still below normal for
us. Very true. That's very true.
But we're gonna knock on wood on that.
Okay, I'm with you. I've got fingers crossed. I don't say the H word much. I just keep that, don't want to give it energy, as they say.
Yes, ma'am. You say his name, it comes.
That's exactly right. But tell me a little bit about the relationship that you have with NAS Pensacola during an emergency.
So we try to take care of our military folks, and even the military folks that live in the community and in the surrounding counties as well. Mm-hmm. But we work well with Escambia County EOC and emergency management there. But we want our military folks to be at least 72 hours ready, prepared for, I'll just say it, a hurricane.
And then, it's okay. You can say it.
But, you still want people to be 1 week ready.
Right.
Have the supplies, have the food, have the 1 gallon of water per person per day for that, because, emergency responders are going to have problems getting to you in the event of a real hurricane, because down power lines, trees, that type of thing. So it's the same for the base.
Yeah.
We worry about the base. We're on the coast.
It's
we
vulnerable.
We worry about flooding.
It's right. Yeah, it's vulnerable.
So we try to get our people out of there as quick as we can with the best decision that commanding officer's got to make.
Okay, well, one of the things I'm thinking about as I think about the military base, you've got so many people that are transferring in, going out, people who have never lived in Florida before, let alone lived on the Gulf Coast. So it's kind of interesting to think about, I guess, a big part of the role is education.
Yes, ma'am.
Just like we try to do here at News Radio 92.3, because people are moving here, or they're visiting sometimes, and these storms can kind of pop up out of nowhere. So it's really great to have you, helping us educate folks and let them know that 72-hour ready really is for everybody.
Yes, ma'am. And you got the ears of the community here. So it's military and civilian. So we want you guys to be able to put out the best information. We want Escambia County EOC's website, Be Ready Escambia County.
That's a great site.
Yeah. And for the military folks, we got our websites. We got NES Pensacola X page and Facebook page that will post everything on there as well.
And people may not realize that the Emergency Operations Center, once it's up and running, it is a full house. Tom and I have both been
it's a lot bigger than ours.
That's represented. There's someone represented from every industry, from every aspect of the community. So I know they do have someone there from NAS, and I know I've seen you there. So
yes, ma'am. Well, we work the community, Pensacola community, is we all work together.
Absolutely.
Even the volunteers in the community that help out, like Brace and CERT and all that kind of things. We all work well together. We support the city just like the city supports us. So we just want to take care of our military members, get them back to the base as soon as possible where we can complete our missions and our air shows and everything else. But, yeah, we definitely want to work with the community.
Okay. We are talking with our friends at NAS Pensacola this morning. If you've got a comment or a question for them, all you got to do is text it in on the text line at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We are talking with our friends from NAS Pensacola. Got a question on our text line, and if you have one, please feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. Okay, the question is, this is a good one, how big is NAS Pensacola? How many military and how many civilians?
Well, NAS Pensacola has roughly 16,000 active duty military personnel. Who work on the installation, and that could be anyone from transient personnel who are, working in between duty stations, going from one to another. It could be students. We have a massive student population of people learning their craft and their trade before going out into the fleet and practicing that as sailors and Marines. And then we also have roughly 30,000 civilian personnel who also work on the installation. So that's DOW civilians, and we have NAF employees. So it's a real community, a large community that comes together to ensure that the the folks down here are learning what they need to and then bringing it back to the fleet and, of course, keeping NAS Pensacola running.
Oh, that's amazing. And I knew the numbers were big, but I didn't realize they were quite that big. That's really impressive. If you have another question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So what are some of the other things you'd like to tell us about NAS Pensacola this morning?
Well, since we're talking about the weather and a little bit of the raindrops going on outside, I wanted to ask Tom a couple of questions.
Okay.
I live on the installation, but living on the installation or living off of the installation on a sunny day, you know, you're not thinking about storms, but of course you should be preparing for them. So, like, what can I be doing in order to make sure I'm ready for, you know, the next storm that's coming?
That's a great question. To be prepared is you just start now. You got to start now. No matter if you're just brand new to the area or you've been here a while, procrastination for most people is a bad thing. But you just need to start with the basics, the food and water, batteries, flashlights, generators, if you can afford a generator, or some houses have generators on them. But what you really need to focus on is the things that you can control, and first aid kits, that's one you can control. I mean, having your car at least half a tank. We recommend a full tank of gas to be able to get out of here. But if you have a half a tank account, at least you can get out here to another city, county, somewhere else, and get gas and keep moving on. But you just got to start with the basics. And, you know, the governor in the past has always said that any emergency prep gear that you buy from Home Depot, Lowe's, or anywhere is tax-free. So,
which is very
take
helpful.
Advantage of
it's a helpful incentive.
Even if it's the batteries, because I buy a lot of batteries. My wife uses them all year, and then I have to rebuy the batteries.
Absolutely,
you know. But you got to start. You got to start somewhere.
Well, you recommended previously the BeReadyEscambia.com is a great website because it'll give you a list of all the things. And one of the things I didn't think about one time when my mother was elderly, I needed to get her prescriptions because it was ahead of the storm.
Prescriptions is big, not only for your family members, but for yourselves.
Yeah.
Have those, you know, 6 months. If there's a storm coming, go to your local doctor, go to the VA, wherever you got to go. Get your medicine put up. That way you got it for the storm when it comes through, or even if you leave the area and you don't have an installation, you don't have a base, or even the pharmacies are all taken up by everybody else that's leaving, you know, you have your medications. You're not worried about that.
Yeah, that's a big one. The other one is don't forget your pets.
Don't forget. Oh,
don't
absolutely.
Don't leave them behind and make sure you got plenty of dog
your
and
pets,
cat food.
Yep. Make them a bag, a to-go bag, just like you want to make for yourselves, but take your pets, because if you don't, then you're going to put first responders in the way, at harm's way, and you're going to put them out there trying to take care of your animals that you should be taking with you.
Absolutely.
So, my dog is going to go with me.
Yeah, me too. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We have our friends here from NAS Pensacola this morning talking about the 200th anniversary, which is just mind-blowing, and also about how we can get ready for the big storms that come our way, which we're crossing our fingers are not coming this year, right?
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
I keep telling Mama Sign that. She keeps.
That's right. Mama Sign.
She keeps poking the bear on me, but
I love it.
I'm not doing it.
I love it. So tell me, sir, what else is going on out at the base?
So a couple of things that we have going on. Obviously, we are we're prepping for the storm season. We also have, you know, people coming on and off the installation. Typically through the Westgate for the Blue Angels practices, making sure that folks are able to get in and out of the installation via the Westgate. That's the one with the big sign off of Blue Angel, to come in and watch practices or to just enjoy a day on that side of the base. We do have the oldest lighthouse on the Gulf Coast, which is over on that side of the installation as well. Ties into the history a little bit as well.
Yeah. So, well, you've got the that little, I don't know, I think people might be familiar with them, the Navy Blue Angels.
Yeah, it might be.
And they do have practice schedules, which is kind of cool here. So you can actually go out to the beach down by Fort Pickens and other areas, and you can see the Navy Blue Angels flying and practice. And they are going to be doing that the 23rd and 24th. So I guess that's Tuesday and Wednesday. And then we have the beach air show, Red, White, and Blues, coming up in July.
Right.
But what about the big homecoming show in November? This is a big one, isn't it? Do you know the dates on that? I don't have that in front of me.
November 7th and 8th this year, yes.
Okay.
And that'll be, that's a big culmination, right?
That's what I think, because it's the 200th anniversary and the homecoming show.
It's the 200th anniversary of the installation. It is the 80th anniversary of the Blue Angels.
Oh,
and, of course, fitting nicely into our 250th anniversary.
Are the Blue Angels still flying the same planes?
No, no, not the same planes. I mean, they've flown a myriad of aircraft over the years, but right now they currently fly the FA-18 Super Hornet.
Yeah, those little
Naval
guys.
Air Station Pensacola, a very, very unique spot. And one of our highlights that we have there is, you know, the Blue Angels, but we also have the National Naval Aviation Museum, as well as the Pensacola Lighthouse. And, you know, those are open to the public.
They are.
You can come through at any day of the week from 09 until 4 through the West Gate on the south end of Blue Angel Parkway. Yep. Just remember that. That's the access procedures for that. That's the south end of Blue Angel Parkway from 9 a.m. until 1600. So you can see some of the wonderful aviation as well as Coast Guard history.
Yes.
Unbeknownst to a lot of people.
That's right. We talked about that before.
The Lighthouse and Maritime Museum is a Coast Guard.
Interesting.
That's kind of neat. But really interesting spot. If you've not climbed those stairs, what is it, 188 steps, I want to say?
Yeah, be prepared.
I don't remember off the top
Bring
of my
water.
It's a long way up
it
there.
Hurts. It hurts.
More than you feel it in your legs.
All right. And Mr. Butler, Tom was here today talking to us about some storm preparation. And despite the fact that NAS Pensacola is more centered around, you know, the installation and all that, but we maintain significant and amazing ties with the local community, with our first responders, and the Emergency Operations Center out in town. One of the things that they've always wanted to do is make sure everybody gets their plan in place and keeps it rolling.
All right.
Go to those web pages, Escambia County, Be Ready Escambia County, and ready.gov for military.
Okay. On that note, we are going to be back in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break talking with our friends at NES Pensacola. You got a question? Text it in at 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here with our friends from NAS Pensacola talking about the 200th anniversary, the 80th anniversary, the Blue Angels homecoming show in November, and most importantly right now, the hurricane preparation and what we can do to stay safe in our area.
Absolutely. And with that, you know, a lot of folks can easily get that information on hurricane prep, as well as information about our 200 years forged here, 200th anniversary of NAS Pensacola, on our social media pages, right? We have our Facebook page, an X page, as well as Instagram and LinkedIn. So you can get all of that information on any of those social media pages. And a quick reminder, again, for folks that are coming to the installation to enjoy all that we have to offer, whether it's the Lighthouse or the National Museum of Naval Aviation, or to come out and see the Blue Angels, remember that the West Gate over on Blue Angel is open from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. every day.
What kind of identification do you need to get on base?
You would just...
Just to have license?
You would have a license... And a real ID.
That's what I'm asking, the real ID.
It's the real ID. You'll need a real ID coming through the West Gate.
Okay. And if you don't know what that is, you can look. I can look that up because we could spend a whole show on that.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we could.
So the West Gate is the way to go. So exciting to have you guys here. There's so much happening on the base. We need to get you in here every week and have you talking about everything.
Of course.
Well, they can come back. Yeah.
All right. And then as far as our hurricane preparation, what can you tell us, Tom?
Well, just... Again, go back to being prepared, 72 hours, 1 week ready, however you want to look at it, but also staying on those, our pages. If you're live on or work on NES Pensacola, we'll put that stuff on social media, as well as out in town. You have Escambia County. If you're a civilian, go to Escambia County, Be Ready Escambia County. It's a great website, a lot of information. And if you're also military, you can go to the ready.gov website, which has a lot of information on storms and stuff.
And just a reminder, when there is a storm, you can listen to this station, News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7. All of our stations are live from the EOC. We'll keep you up to date. So thanks, everyone, for coming. We got a crowd in here this morning. Thanks, everybody, coming in on a Monday morning and for giving us all this great information.
Thank you for having us.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. The experts have been in the house. If you get a chance, especially on the day where there's a little bit of rain, go out to see the base, see the Maritime Museum. It really is worth the trip. Kids will love it, I promise. We will be back in just a couple minutes after the news. This is Pep Talk with Meg.